20 minutes to 4 on 882 6PR. Chrissy Morrissey sitting in the chair with you for the weekender. Looking for a place to go with the kids for your next holiday? Have we got the destination for you? Time to travel. And our destination today is colourful, very colourful. That song is your little hint. Christopher Parry, intrepid adventurer from Chris Parry Writes for Us, has recently returned from Legoland in Malaysia, which is actually just a short drive over the border from Singapore. If you think it might be too young for you, think again. You may need sunglasses, you may need little things to keep your ears nice and safe from all the noise, but it's a lot of fun. Christopher Parry, hello.
Hello, Chrissy, how are you?
I am well. Did you have a really fun holiday in Legoland?
Oh, I did. As soon as you put that song on, it brought back wonderful memories. So not a single nightmare, just wonderful memories.
Fantastic. Now, did you go by yourself as a travel writer, or did you take small children?
Of course, yeah, it was a family experience.
Okay.
And that was the amazing journey side of it. I mean, it's one thing to be able to experience it yourself, and I enjoy writing about it, but the opportunity to experience it with my children in particular, and get their experiences and be able to infuse my experiences with theirs was just wonderful.
So a lot of people will go over to Singapore, Chris, because it's a relatively easy one to get to by air from WA. It's not that expensive, and of course it's got great shopping. But for kids, you've got Sentosa Island, but it's a short drive. How long does it take to get to Legoland Malaysia from Singapore?
Look, the interesting thing with that drive is it's really down to your timing, because you are actually crossing a border. If you're crossing at a peak time, you might be on the causeway for a couple of hours. Interesting that Legoland promoted as a lot shorter than that, and we were able to do it a lot quicker than that as well. I think it was a little over an hour from when we landed at Changi Airport to when we arrived at the beautiful, garishly beautiful Legoland Hotel.
Okay, start your story. Garishly beautiful. Paint us a picture of the Legoland Hotel.
Well, I guess if you think of life in general, nothing is black and white, and the Legoland Hotel defines that. It's blue and it's red and it's green and it's yellow and it's orange, every colour you can imagine. The roof is red. There's turrets on top that are blue. There's a big dragon out the front whose bottom has fallen through the entrance area. And you know how a doorman at a hotel, where you might go and ask for the taxi or to ask for an umbrella if it's raining, always stands behind like a lectern, a type of stand? Well, his stand is made of Lego. It's a big green stand. And then the security guards out the front of the theme park that hold up their sign for the security check to check any bags, that's made of Lego. Oh. The whole thing is Lego. And when you hop in the lifts in the hotel, you know, lifts are generally the most quietest places in the world you could ever imagine. Everyone stands there nice and quiet. But as the doors close on Legoland Hotel lifts, disco balls rotate above your head and disco music starts.
And what did you then do, Christopher?
Oh, we all danced, of course. I think we had the first time was Dancing Queen, and there was the hustle as well, which was great. And I remember feeling sorry for people that had to get out on the first floor. They sort of missed out on the whole song. You know, we sort of got up to the fourth or fifth floor and we had a lot more of the song. There it is. You've got it playing now.
Adam is on
back
the ball.
In the lift.
I can feel it. Actually, I should, while we're having a chat with Chris here, Chris, we've been talking weddings a little bit earlier on today as well. I think that I've known Christopher Parry, everyone, for quite a number of years, and in that time I was actually lucky enough to go to his wedding. But why don't you share with people here, I'm going completely off topic here, but what the heck, your wedding song and how it was executed?
Well, I was just going to say that, I mean, we had the hustle as well. The hustle was part of the soundtrack, but I think we had a certain Barry White song. Can't get enough of your love, baby.
What about the bit where you had the lights all went off? I remember quite clearly that all the lights went off and all of a sudden one light came up on the dance floor.
Yeah, a nice big fluoro love heart tube, neon sign.
That's right. And what was that? Was from, what's that? What's that show? Come on, this is your story and I'm telling it.
Oh, I can't remember. It's just so, it's just so long ago now.
That is so bad. I'm contacting your wife about that one. Oh, dear. All right, back to the story at hand, which is, of course, Legoland. So yep. You've taken us inside the hotel. You've got in the lift. You've gone up to your room. What are the rooms at Legoland Hotel like?
Oh, hang on. We haven't even got to the room yet.
Oh, sorry.
You go from the lift and I'm getting pushed over by my children to avoid falling down the trapdoors that are on the carpet. Because even the carpet is themed. Because we're on the adventure floor, we've got an adventure room. Mm-hmm. There are pirate floors as well. There are different sort of themed rooms. But the carpet has sort of got ladders and trapdoors and things. So I'm ahead of the family, as the man must always be, walking to the room with the card. And I get suddenly pushed to one side because there's a trapdoor and I think I'm going to fall down it. But we go into our room and there's a Lego scorpion and a Lego spider on the wall. There's a safe and there are clues for the kids to be able to open up the safe because there are prizes inside. It's just magnificent. It's just, I actually found the hotel a lot more fun than the actual theme parks. And I think that's possibly because I was expecting the fun of the theme parks, but not expecting to have so much fun in a hotel.
So why did you choose to stay at the hotel rather than just any hotel that was there around where the theme park is?
I wanted to be able to spend a little bit more time in Johor itself as well. I think a lot of people do get to Legoland by coming across from Singapore, do it as a day trip and then drive back at the end of the day. But I wanted the opportunity just to have an extra day and a half. We went and did a wonderful Firefly cruise. We also went and had a look at Hello Kitty Land and just having a drive around
like
Johor Bahru.
Was that torture?
Oh, look, I wouldn't say it was torture, but I think even my boy Tom, who was 7, he was probably a little bit on the edge of being a bit too old for some of that stuff. Hello Kitty. I think ideally maybe 5, 6-year-olds would really love it. And we still had fun. And I was quite actually amazed at how well done it was. The recreation, I've never really seen Hello Kitty stuff before, but they had the recreation of the house and the beds that Hello Kitty sleeps in and the bathrooms and the kitchens and all those things and some rides as well, that were sort of themed around Thomas the Tank Engine and Angelina Ballerina.
What about the Firefly tour that you were just talking about? Because is that a quieter option compared to Legoland?
Yeah, and that was exactly why I chose it. My kids have heard me tell of my experiences up in Borneo with fireflies, and they've heard me talk about fireflies for years. And so I found out that there was the option of this Firefly cruise in Johor. So I wanted to do that one evening. So out we went, out past Johor Bahru, which is the city in Johor, at the southern end of Johor, and a beautiful quiet area of mangroves. And out you go in this boat and all the lights are turned off. And the only thing you can hear is one of the crewmen gently scooping up a bit of water and flicking it into the mangroves. And that sort of annoys the fireflies, if you like, as they're sitting on the leaves. And they take off and their tails all go glowing red. Oh, sorry, glowing green. And as they float along over the mangroves, you can put your hands out and just let them sit in your hands and put your other hand over it. And you've captured yourself a firefly and you can peek in and watch them glowing green in your hands.
That's really magical.
The silence of that, but was magical. Yeah. And it was wonderful for the kids to have an experience as wonderful as that without the chaos and magic of Legoland as well.
So what did you do when you're in Legoland? What sort of things are there to do there?
Well, there's a water theme park, and then there's, I guess, the more ride-orientated park as well. So on the first afternoon we were there, we decided to hit the water park, and there's all sorts of rides there, lots of water slides, but also the opportunity to make your own boat. And I sort of thought that I'd be the winner of that, with all these kids around making boats. And so we put our boats on this ramp, and mine got immediately pushed under by some other kid's boat, but my kids managed to go around mine and get to the bottom and win. So that was a win for Australia. But they've got all these water slides that are almost like got life rafts on the top of them, big round ones, so really, really wide water slides.
So do you have a recommendation, an age recommendation for it, or sort of a configuration of family members?
Absolutely, any age at all. And look, the lazy winding river, you can just float on those tubes as they go down. But if you're feeling a bit more active, as you're sitting there on a floating tube, there are also huge Lego blocks drifting past, and you can gather those and make your own raft. So you can choose. And there are spurting Lego clams that spurt water at you as you drift past as well. So, yeah.
Okay. All made out of Lego. Did you step on any Lego at all while you were there, Chris? Was there any Lego infected?
The reception area is quite dangerous. It's got that sort of carpet that looks like it's confetti and Lego and everything else. It's blue and red and yellow. But there's massive Lego pits as well. And I think quite often children disappear into them. But but they're free to use that Lego, free of instructions too, just like the way we grew up with Lego blocks, where you didn't have to make something with instructions. So it was just kids making stuff. It was,
Chris,
just magnificent.
Your enthusiasm is contagious. Thanks for sharing your tale of Legoland with us today.
No worries at all.
Intrepid traveller Christopher Parry from Chris Parry writes for us, sharing his recent trip across to Legoland, which is in Malaysia, but as he said, just a short drive over the border from Singapore. And if you'd like to know more, check it out on the web, because it really does look like a lot of fun. It's 4:15 in the program. Coming up, we're going fishing.